Welcome to QuickBooks Monday, a limited series where we share expert insights related to all things QuickBooks. While today's session is under the QuickBooks umbrella, most of the accountants have maybe have heard some of this. Today we're joined by Beth Blaney, a QuickBooks Pro Certified Advisor. I have it out of order. Who propelled her bookkeeping skills into a unique entrepreneurial endeavor. Her magic power is making QuickBooks understandable and fun. And you'll see what I mean as we go through today's session, which focuses on frequently asked questions. So let's dive right in. So let's start with the most obvious question, Beth. What are the system requirements for QuickBooks Online?
All right. So Mary, I can pretty much make anything fun.
Yeah, yes, you can.
I don't know how to make system requirements fun.
Okay. All right.
All right. I think you gave me too much credit. So yeah. Really the system requirements are you need to have a web browser. The suggested browser is Chrome, and you can use that whether you're on a Mac or you're on a PC. And really the most basic Mac and PCs, as long as it allows you to run Chrome, it's going to allow you to run QuickBooks Online, and you can access it from anywhere. So it's not as though, you know, it's the old days where you need a server and you need a VPN access and all that kind of junk. You can just log right in on Chrome.
Okay. So, you know,
I'm sorry. Interrupting you.
That's okay.
And you need an internet connection, and it needs to be a good internet. It needs to be a good internet connection because you're connected right into QuickBooks.
So, you know, you're not the first person I've heard talking about a different application that, you know, Chrome or a given internet browser. I thought they were all the same, more or less.
Well, given that I'm not an IT specialist, I can't tell you that, but I can tell you that the QuickBooks people say that the preferred browser is Chrome.
Okay.
So often if you're having any problems when you call in, they're going to say what browser are you on. Another trick is if you're ever having trouble in something in QuickBooks Online, like it's hanging up, it's not letting you log in, or it's not letting you do something, try it in an incognito window. And that's something that Chrome allows. And again, do it before you call support because they're going to ask you every single time.
So you may as well get it out of the way and give the right answer. Yeah. Okay. So my other magic trick when I'm having trouble with a particular application is to close down, reboot, and sometimes the problem goes away. Does that ever happen? Yeah.
Absolutely. So let's say you're working in QuickBooks in Chrome and you're having this problem, you've restarted and it's not working. What I have found is that you've tried it in an incognito window and it worked in the incognito. The way to get to fix that back in your regular Chrome is you have to delete your cookies.
Okay.
So it happens pretty often. I mean, I would say my team and I clear our cookies maybe once a month.
Okay.
But do some Google searching because there's actually a way that you can delete just your Intuit cookies.
Okay.
So you don't remove all the cookies, and then you have to start getting codes and authentications and all that kind of
thing. Right. It's a pain. And of course, you have all those websites where you had them save the password. All of a sudden, that's gone. And then, oh, what was my password?
Which, Mary, although I'm not an IT person, I can tell you that any IT person who is worried about cybersecurity is going to tell you, stop saving those passwords in your websites.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, you're right. Okay. Can you talk a little bit now about software updates and upgrades and how that impacts whatever version I'm using of QuickBooks?
Sure. So there are three different versions of QuickBooks Online. Mm-hmm. They're all accessible through a web browser. And there's different reasons for each. I actually just did a Facebook Live on it in my Hitting the Books for Entrepreneurs group. If anybody wants to join and is interested in hearing about that, you don't have to do regular updates because it's all online. It all happens for you in the background, which is really great. And in terms of upgrading, it's super easy. If you start on the lowest version, and by lowest version, I mean there's four versions, I'm sorry. There's Simple Start, Essentials, Plus, and Advanced. So I don't suggest anyone uses Self-Employed. I don't think it has merit. So I don't even count that. I don't even include that in the list. So even if you started with Simple Start and then you started to notice that you need some things that are available in the next version up, you can literally click a button and upgrade like that.
Okay, so you mentioned your Facebook group. Can you tell us about the Facebook group? And sure. Are you going to give me a link so that people can click on it to join?
Absolutely. So I teach QuickBooks online, both in actual classes, and I have my course available on my website as well, BethBlaney.com. And I realized that once you take the course or the class, you still need support if you're doing your own books.
Oh, yeah.
And you're still going to have questions. And like I said before, who wants to sit on a call trying to get through to QuickBooks for 3 hours? So I created a free Facebook group. We'll have the link there, or you can do a search for Hitting the Books for Entrepreneurs. Yep. And it's just a community for QuickBooks Online users who have some questions. I do lives regularly. I'll post reminders, things that you should be doing. And yeah, it's a fun place to be, Mary.
It is. See, I told you you're fun. All right. So now the million-dollar question, which, you know, comes up about everything. Could you talk a little bit about pricing, flat fee versus a monthly subscription?
Sure. So QuickBooks Online does not have a flat fee. You can pay for an entire year at one time, or you can pay monthly, but you don't purchase QuickBooks Online the way you used to with QuickBooks Desktop. Yep. Or the way you still do if you want QuickBooks Desktop. With QBO, it depends on whichever level of service you're getting as to what your fee is. Simple Start is pretty low. And if you go directly through the website, they're always running some sort of promotion, whether it's, you know, the first 3 months are 50% off, or you get your first 30 days free. Definitely check that out. Also, if you have an accountant that you're working with, or obviously a bookkeeper, ask them if they can get you their discounted subscription. And a lot of us, if we have that capability, then we'll provide it at a little bit of lesser cost than what you can get it online.
All righty. I want to talk about payments using QuickBooks, since, you know, I focus on accounts payable, and have a few questions. But before we get to that, very quickly, I would like to invite listeners to subscribe. It's free, completely private, and you can unsubscribe at any time. If you're watching on YouTube, ring the bell next to the subscribe button. You'll be notified when we post new accounts payable content, which we do 2 or 3 times a week. And of course, in the upcoming weeks, we're going to have Beth and her QuickBooks information on Mondays at noon Eastern time. The session we have coming next week is really interesting. Okay. You don't need a YouTube account to subscribe. You can subscribe if you have a Gmail account. Okay. I said it. Let's talk about payments, because, you know, I have accounts payable people. Can you pay invoices with a credit card if you're using QuickBooks?
Can you pay invoices or bills, vendor bills?
Vendor bills.
With a credit card if you're using QuickBooks. So you can, but you cannot do it through QuickBooks directly. So there's a couple different options. One is that QuickBooks used to have its own bill.com portal connected. Now they've separated ways, but you can still integrate the two. I'm sure you've got a lot of people out there using bill.com.
Yes, they're a popular one.
Yeah, so over the summer, I believe this year, 2021, Melio took the place of bill.com in terms of its connectivity to QuickBooks. So when you set up your Melio, you can actually choose what you want your payment method to be, which of course the pricing changes for what it's going to cost. If you do ACH payments out, then it actually doesn't cost anything.
Right.
Which is what we like.
Right.
So we want to use ACH.
Right. Exactly. For a number of reasons.
Yes.
And get rid of those paper checks.
Oh my gosh, Mary.
I know. In the United States, roughly 50% of all B2B payments are still made using paper checks. And I do some activity, do a lot of activity actually with a group in the UK. And every time I mention paper checks, they're like, what's that?
Yeah. What's the check register? What is?
Right.
What?
Right.
Yeah, no, it's great. And I'm really loving Melio, and they have great customer support as well. And you can keep copies of the actual PDF attached to them. There's an approval process, and then you don't have to manually sync it. It just automatically goes.
We love that word, automatically.
Automatic.
Yeah. All right. We'll move away from credit cards. Let me ask you this. Can you pay multiple invoices with one payment using QuickBooks?
Oh, absolutely. But again, it's through Melio. Or if you're going to be paying it, let's say you go directly into your bank and you create an e-check, you know, you can still record it the same way as here's one check to pay multiple bills. Or with Melio, you can choose to say, do I want to have an individual check for each individual invoice, or do I want to pay multiple with one?
Okay. All righty. All right. So our last killer question, and I can't wait to hear what you have to say for this. What is the most common mistakes you see experienced QuickBooks users making?
That is such a loaded question.
Probably could be a whole session, but
I know. I would say paying attention to the balance sheet.
Okay.
The balance sheet is such a vitally important piece of your books. And so many people, including myself at one point, didn't know what a balance sheet was. You know, I can look back at myself years ago and say, oh yeah, I've been a bookkeeper since. Okay, I was more of a data entry AP person.
Well, that's how you start. That's
right,
how you start.
Exactly, which is great. And you know, there's so much more, you know, depth of knowledge as you go along. Mm-hmm. But at any point in time, it's so important to know your balance sheet. Obviously, for, you know, if you're the business owner, you need to understand it for making business decisions. But if you're the bookkeeper, or if you're the AP person or AR person, right, you need to know what's the difference between a balance sheet account and a P&L account. And why that matters is because the mapping that you're creating in your products and services goes right back to one or the other. And I can't tell you how often I see negative amounts in a balance sheet because something mapped incorrectly. Let me tell you, you can't have negative AP. You can't have negative assets, negative AR, right? And it's all in how it's mapped because somebody didn't understand, oh, okay, this one's a balance sheet account and this one's a P&L account.
Well, or when they set up the mapping, they didn't pay any attention. It's like, oh, just put it here, put it there.
Yep. Absolutely. So I would say that's the biggest thing that I see is, you know, familiarize yourself with really what a balance sheet is, what it means, and what's the difference. And I joke that I wish that someone had explained it to me in these terms, you know, years ago. Well, what's the difference between an apple and an orange?
Right. Right.
There's a million differences.
Both fruit, but that's it.
That's it. So the balance sheet and the P&L are both reports.
That's
where it ends.
Right.
Also, actually, to speak of my group again, I did a Facebook Live on balance sheets a few weeks ago. So that's saved there.
That's what I was going to ask. So that's saved. So if they go there, they can listen to that. And then, okay, that's great. All right. If you're enjoying listening to Beth chat, you'll like her discussion on common misconceptions related to QuickBooks. It's on QuickBooks Monday number 2 on YouTube. A link will appear to it to the left. We'll post the next episode in the series on Monday around noon. As always, I very much appreciate your thumbs up, your comments, and your shares. So a big thank you to all of those who do so.